This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, another bad sign for the dollar. In Europe, drug dealers now disdain the greenback. First, this. Boston had a very good 2004. The Democrats' political convention in the summer with no problems and glorious fall, the Red Sox and the World Series. Things look good for 2005, too. This program debuts on member station WBUR today. And not content just talking to Boston, we're also listening. Here's Day Today's Mike Pesca, normally in New York and just back from Boston.
Employment is up, the Patriots are rolling, and well, yeah, the murder rate hit a 10-year high. But the Red Sox, I mean, hey, the Red Sox, or as they say here, the Sox. They also say Boston Harbor, politics, and fork instead of fork, but not pork instead of pork. Odd. They say these words without hesitation or apology or even the faintest notion that a listener might become confused. So when the crowd at the Beacon Hill pub heard the name of the recently departed actor Jerry Orbach, they recognized him as one of their favorite cast members of a great TV show.
Law and Order guy, yeah. Law and Order.
Eric Fisher of Dorchester, which is not how he says it, kindly indulged a reporter who was asking questions that skipped around from topic to topic, like the war, the use of metaphors, and finally the program that starred Jerry Orbach.
It was excellent. Law and Order is a good show. It's always a twist at the end.
And did you have a favorite DA?
Oh, yeah. I like the guy that married Seahorn, Angelica Harmon. Angela Harmon. Smoking.
Sometimes you could hear a lot, not by what a person says, but how he says it. A decade ago, some linguists were predicting the death of the regional accent. They pointed to the effects of the mass media, where everyone would get the same commercials or the same newscasters with their flat middle American pronunciations, the Nebraskification of speech. But John McCarthy, a linguist at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, says that didn't happen, thankfully, because losing a dialect to a linguist is like losing a species to a biologist. McCarthy says the persistence of the Boston dialect is a bit of a referendum on the city of Boston itself.
If you have a positive cultural identity associated with the area where you live, you will want to preserve that dialect. Maybe not even consciously, but you'll tend to talk that way.
McCarthy says if you find a place where the accents are thick, you'll find a people with a strong sense of themselves, who view their area as distinct and important. In fact, the nickname for Boston, still favored in local tabloid headlines, is the Hub, short for Hub of the Universe. The thinking persists to this day, says Linfield native Danny Andelman.
Boston is the most provincial place on earth. I mean, you know, if there's a big sporting event or a big college football game, no one in Boston cares. It gets the lowest ratings nationally because we only care what happens in Boston, and Bostonians know that we're superior in every way to especially New York, but everywhere else on earth.
You may have noted Andelman's relatively accent-free speech. In his case, it was an act of familial rebellion. His dad, Eddie Andelman, has hosted a local radio show for 30-some-odd years, and in all that time, he still hasn't pronounced an R at the end of a word. But other than the fact that Danny went to college and not college, he's hardcore Boston. He's the executive producer of a television show called The Phantom Gourmet that revels in food from sausage to lobster. In that capacity, he knows all the great Boston eateries, filled with authentic Bostonians and their accents.
My name's Adi Perrin. I'm the assistant general manager at Kelly's in Saugus.
A few miles from their original location in Revere, Kelly's Roast Beef in Saugus is jammed with families, kids, and anyone who wants a $15 lobster roll, which Danny assures me would go for $40 anywhere else. Get people excited about their food and their accents come out. You've already met Artie.
Fish, clams, scallops, shrimp.
And there's customers like Bill Marcinelli of Everett, Mass., who has ordered
Large beef, cheese, and sauce.
Marcinelli has qualms about only one item on the menu.
I'm a big fan of really thick chowder, and theirs is like milky. Okay. So I'm not a chowder fan.
Now notice how he said large roast beef, but clam chowder, not chowder. Marcinelli says he's cognizant of his accent and tries to tone it down. Linguist John McCarthy says Marcinelli's method is typical. Some Bostonians remember to pronounce the R's at the end of words, but the ones inside stay Ahs. But Professor McCarthy says sometimes people go too far.
Bostonians all the time, when they're trying to move their speech toward something like standard American English, they will try to put their R's back in. And that's when John Kennedy would say Cuber or John Kerry would say Idear.
It's not as if there aren't forces actively conspiring against the Boston accent. On the subway, the T as they call it, the official announcement says this.
Entering Park Street. Change here for the Green Line.
But Peg Waite of Weymouth knows it should be this.
Next stop, Park Street. Yeah. Change here for the Green Line.
Waite and her fellow residents of Greater Boston understand the strange sounds emanating from their subways, with talk of Harvard and government center. They indulge this foreigner who tells them they're on their way to Dorchester, knowing that once they get to Dorchester, they're home. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.